decades to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matt Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it when the former president goes out and speaks to the masses. In fact, tell you what, let's very quickly see if we can squeeze in the former president, Donald J. Trump, in Alaska. It's cut three, by the way. Cut three. Why did he travel to Alaska on a Saturday after being with us here in Las Vegas on Friday night? This was the former president.
And as you know, I'm here for two reasons: to support great candidates and to fulfill my promise to Alaska that I was going to come here. You know that, right? Fulfill my promise. You voted for me twice, and I won in a landslide both times, and now I'm voting for you. That's why I'm here. I'm voting for you, Alaska. And also, as you probably read or heard, my grandfather spent a little time in Alaska. You know about that. And he loved it, actually. 4 months from now, the people of this state are going to reelect your terrific governor, Mike Dunleavy. We like Mike. A good man. I've been with him, and he's been with me from the beginning. And you're going to fire your rhino senator. She's worse than a rhino, Lisa Murkowski. She is the worst. I rate her number one bad, and we have a couple of real bad ones, but she's by far the worst. We'll go over that. You want to go over that? We'll go over that in a little while. But you're going to elect a wonderful woman, a conservative warrior, Kelly Shibaka. I think they like you, Kelly. They like you. And you're going to send the great, legendary Sarah Palin to the U.S. House of Representatives.
I think that's absolutely great. He was at his best on Saturday night in Anchorage. It was, and again, it's a long way to go. It's a long trip from Vegas to Anchorage, Alaska. It ain't just down the road a piece, if you know what I mean. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:31, I'm sitting here in the observer's chair checking out the traffic cams right now, and I'm looking for an accident on Interstate 15 northbound. I don't see one, but it's very, very slow through there right now. 15 northbound at Spring Mountain. Looks like you're only averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour all the way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl there on 15 north. The delays continue on Interstate 515 westbound, beginning at Eastern Avenue, as that bridge reconstruction zone continues all the way up to Interstate 15 there on the 515. And overnight road work on 15 south, that is at U.S. 93.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Late night of Major League Baseball this evening. Some of the notable games include the Padres in Denver to match up against the Rockies. Sean Manaea will start tonight for San Diego. He's 3-4 with a 4.18 ERA. Also this evening, the Diamondbacks and Giants, they're going to match up again in San Francisco. And the biggest game of the evening, Mets and Braves being played in Atlanta. These two teams within a game and a half of each other in the NL East. Great pitching matchup. Max Scherzer going for the Mets, while Max Fried will make the start for the Braves. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Have you ever noticed how people talk in that same weird voice to their dogs?
Just like this?
Well, it sure gets a dog's tail wagging. Wondering if I can get your ears all perked up the same way when I tell you,
that bed stay free at Motel 6.
With a clean, comfortable room and a great low rate.
Now, who's a good human? I think you are.
I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of pets, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel, located on Sahara just west of the famous Vegas Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. In the past 18 months, I've spoken at 26 conservative events, and 23 of them were at Ahern. It's Wayne Root's home base in Las Vegas. Ahern is a modern boutique hotel with 200 well-appointed hotel rooms and two floors of meeting events and conference space. The Ahern Hotel is perfect for mixers, banquets, reunions, weddings, and receptions from intimate to extravagant. In fact, you can buy out the entire hotel. That's right. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer, including suites, restaurants, and the Ahern Live Theater. Wondering where to hold your next event? Book the Ahern Event Center or one of their conference or entertainment spaces. For a limited time, if you tell them Wayne sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now at 725-214-4950. 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. And remember to tell them Wayne Root sent you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I remember talking with Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life, and right after Roe v. Wade was overturned, and I said, it looks like he may have won the war. I mean, you fought a lot of battles, but now it looks like he may have won the war. And she said, no, sir. There are going to be other battles that are going to be out there. And it's true. It's true, because did you hear what the president is talking about now? Declaring a public health emergency and putting tens of millions of dollars into more abortions. And I had a chance to visit with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I asked him, this public health emergency thing, is it even legal?
No, I mean, this is political posturing, right? Democrats had a huge loss at the Supreme Court. You know, they had almost 50 years of mostly unfettered abortion access, and they took that for granted. And the Supreme Court, did the right thing, said abortion is not a constitutional right. We're leaving this up to the states. And in some Republican states, abortion is now wonderfully illegal. And, you know, this has caused the left all sorts of political consternation. And they're really looking to Biden. What they're really mad is they're mad about it, and they're looking for someone to take it out on. And Biden is just kind of the person that they're venting their wrath on, because, you know, in many ways, American politics has become about, well, he's the president, he's got to do something. And there's not really a lot the president can do just by himself. So a lot of this is posturing, or, you know, seeing what he can do illegally just to satisfy his base, and even if the Supreme Court or courts would knock it down.
Now this president has made a pattern of doing something knowing that it violates the Constitution, but he does it anyway, knowing that it will buy some time. Is that what is in play here when you start talking about declaring a public health emergency?
I mean, I think that's what it would end up being. I mean, you look at things like the rent eviction moratorium, excuse me. You know, he basically said, I don't have the power to do this. And then a few weeks later, he's like, and by the way, we're doing this. you go back to Obama with DACA. And, you know, he said, I don't have the power. You know, the Constitution doesn't allow me to just, you know, write an amnesty. And then he basically writes an amnesty. Sometimes political considerations, I remember George W. Bush and with the campaign finance bill basically says, well, if it's unconstitutional, the Supreme Court can deal with it. So there's an unfortunate track record of presidents, trying to escape tough political situations by doing things they know are illegal.
I want to ask you about the current president, Joe Biden, who earlier today was out on the lawn at the White House celebrating the signing of the so-called bipartisan gun control bill. They don't call it gun control. They call it something else. And I'm just wondering, how much damage did this do to those of us who believe in the Second Amendment and our right to keep and bear arms?
Well, I mean, a lot less than it could have. I think the most concerning part of the bill was this idea that they're going to push these red flag laws. But they left it up to each individual state, which is good. And, you know, the problem with the red flag laws is they just, you know, like every other gun control measure that passes, they just haven't worked. I mean, there were tons of red flags with the Illinois shooter over the Independence Day. And not only did those not work, I mean, his dad was there sponsoring him to get a firearm, which is obviously just a horrible thing. So, so much of gun control is either just posturing, or it's something done to annoy law-abiding gun owners, and it's going to have very little, if any, effect on people who are actually committing the crimes. And I think that's largely what this bill is. It's just look, we did something we're upset to, and so we're taking action, even though the action's not really going to do anything.
Now, is it your belief that we will see more gun violence? We'll see more incidents like Highland Park and Uvalde and Buffalo, New York, that we'll keep seeing that stuff regardless of this law or really any other?
Yeah, I don't think these laws are the variable. I mean, I think there are variables like media coverage, you know, that kind of tends to lead to these things going off in spurts. You know, I think the variables are you know, if you know someone who's exhibiting dangerous behavior or, you know, making violent threats, are you talking to them? Are you getting them mental health help? Are you talking to their parents? Are you talking to the police? I mean, I think those kind of things are, you know, if you want to end this, and I know everyone wants to, you know, those kind of things are much more important than anything that Congress can do.
Will Democrats be happy getting this far on gun control? They didn't really move the football down the field at all. But listening to Biden earlier today, it sounds a lot like he's trying to say, look what we did, look what we did. And when in reality, they didn't really do that much. Will the progressive wing of the Democrat Party be satisfied with what they've got?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, you saw it today with the heckler there. You know, basically saying this bill was a nothing and they need to do more. And, you know, it's so funny is in the speech, Biden basically agrees that, you know, we've got to ban assault weapons next and, you know, kind of undercutting the, you know, the quote unquote accomplishment that you think he would be wanting to tout. So, no, I don't think there's any reason to think that this bill is going to do anything. I don't think there's any reason to think that Democrats are going to be satisfied with this or think that it makes that much of a difference.
Is there a political will out there? I mean, this is an election year for a lot of these politicians that they're going to want to stick their neck out for more gun control. I mean, is it possible we're going to see more bills between now and Election Day?
No, that's not going to happen. And just because, you know, they need 60 votes in the Senate and, you know, even getting this passed was a you know, semi-surprise in a respect. And so I don't think, you know, Democrats want to have the issue to be able to run and say, look, these Republicans aren't doing anything. And, you know, Republicans aren't going to vote for a bill that's not going to do anything on guns. So I don't think you're going to see any, you know, just a little bit of talk. And obviously, you know, God willing, there won't be any more tragedies. But if there is another high profile tragedy, you'll see another news cycle. But I just don't think you're going to see any legislation on firearms the rest of the year.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I want to ask you, because former President Trump was in town Friday night. We had a great time with him, a great event at Treasure Island. And then he went from Vegas on Saturday morning to Anchorage, Alaska, where he stumped for Sarah Palin. Let me just ask you, what do you make of these forays out into the into the countryside, so to speak? Does this sound like a guy that's not running for president?
Well, I mean, I don't think the forays are what tell you he's running for president. I think it's all the reporting and the leaking of, you know, about how he wants to run for president and maybe announcing in the next couple of weeks. I mean, you know, he could, you know, you could say that, you know, he's just trying to get Republicans elected. He's trying to establish his political legacy, and, you know, it doesn't require him running for president again. So I don't necessarily think these rallies are the thing that tell you he's running for president. But, you know, I think when you add the reporting to these rallies, it does make it very obvious that he wants to run for president again.
I want to ask you, because Steve Sebelius came up with this on Saturday morning and on Twitter, and I caught it immediately when I heard it, when the former president talked about that, they, you know, Vegas being a cesspool of crime, as, you know, the former AG and the current sheriff are sitting up there on the stage running for high office. Major faux pas, or is it something that won't end up in ads? First thing I thought about is that's going to be in every ad, every attack ad against Adam Laxalt or Joe Lombardo.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think if it works, it's going to hit Lombardo a lot harder. You know, I think the question is just, can Lombardo get the truth out there? And the truth is that it doesn't matter how many times you arrest someone, if the law says that, you know, they're going to get out either without, you know, either because there's no bail or because the legislature has gutted the sentencing laws and so people don't get sentenced for crimes. And that's actually what happened in 2019. I mean, Sisolak signed this major bill reducing jail time for, I mean, just a host of infractions. The Supreme Court gutted Nevada's bail system. And so, you know, what Sisolak has to do is say, look, it doesn't – or not Sisolak, excuse me. Lombardo has to do is say, look, it doesn't matter how many times my guys arrest folks. You know, you look at the Fremont Street shooter. They arrested him. They put him up on gun charges last, last fall or winter. And he's out without bail, and then he shoots and kills someone. You know, that's not a law enforcement problem.
Well, I love it. I love it when Victor Jakes comes on. He always has a fresh take, a fresh approach to what's going on in our community. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Just a reminder that this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. An American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Meet Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa's from Sparks, Nevada. She's a wife and a mother. She's also a doctorate student in public health and a research assistant at the University of Nevada, Reno. Lisa is a harm reduction outreach advocate in her community. She's also been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 18 years.
I struggled with opioid addiction for many years. I was homeless and a methadone patient, but now I'm in recovery and I'm helping others with overdose prevention and harm reduction.
She's doing great things in her recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3
on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the Biden administration is telling hospitals that they must provide abortions in cases of emergency, regardless of state law. Now, of course, that doesn't matter here because we allow and we encourage abortion here in Nevada. But in other states, Texas and Florida and places like that, it's a little different. Anyway, we'll have more on that story coming up in just a few minutes. But I promised on our daily promo that you hear on the station, sometimes ad nauseum, perhaps. But you hear this. And one of the things I promised yesterday, and actually earlier today, was that we would talk about the Trump visit to Vegas. We've played a lot of audio from the Alaska visit, but I wanted you to hear this. This is the talk about the key issue in 2022 and 2024. This was from Vegas, from Treasure Island, Friday.
Last year, 16 U.S. cities set an all-time homicide record. Murders nationwide reached their highest rate in 25 years and are soaring to levels that we've never seen before. Carjackings are up 200% and even 300% in certain areas. Democrat-run cities, people are leaving these cities. Their cars and what they're doing to their property is unbelievable. Their cars, as an example, are unlocked to prevent criminals from breaking the windows. Let's just unlock. We don't want the cars broken into. They say, take my car, they say. They say, take my car. And hopefully it'll be returned to me undamaged. How about that? Is that a good way to live? Organized mobs are pillaging small businesses. Chicago is a war zone. 10 people were killed, and you know, this has been at the top of the headlines. It's terrible. And at least 62 were badly wounded at the 4th of July celebration this week. And even in swanky Beverly Hills, California, armed criminals are stalking their victims' home to rob people at gunpoint as these same victims leave the trunks of their cars up so that people looking to steal their spare tires in the back won't damage the car while they're breaking into it. Can you believe it? They leave their trunks open. Is that any way to live? This is in Beverly Hills. Meanwhile, our border is in a state of brutal and violent anarchy as people totally unvetted and unchecked flow into our country by the millions. To put it simply, we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We've never had anything like what's going on right now. Our country has been knocked to its knees, humiliated before the world, yet we presume to lecture other people and other countries on their democracies. All the while, the streets are flowing with the blood of innocent crime victims as we lecture others. We will not have a country left if this growing barbarism is not quickly reversed and stopped.
That was the president on Friday night at Treasure Island. And we are told that he will probably be coming back maybe in September, maybe early October, but that he will be back for a rally speech here in Las Vegas. Don't know when, don't know how, but that's the word we're getting, that there will be another Trump appearance before Election Day in November. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When local news breaks, News 3 is there fast.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. Our goal is to go live anytime, anywhere.
With First Pictures.
News 3, leading the way when it comes to breaking news in Las Vegas.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. and I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? They're